soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on February 20th, 2022. The following message is about the waging war, a physical war that's worldwide, unprecedented, and very few, too few, recognize what it really is. And out of a discussion I had recently, a very key, important point was made that was glossed over, and it troubled me. And I actually forgot what that point was, and I prayed and asked the Lord to remind me what it was. And it's going to be included in this message. The waging war. It's a literal, physical war is underway, manifesting worldwide. And most people do not recognize it for what it is. This is the setup of the beast. Scripturally, a unprecedented one world government that lasts for a short period of time before the Lord God completely eradicates it and destroys it. It's a tyrannical, lawless world government. Lawlessness is the name of the game. Their mandates and decrees are without the various nations all over the world that support from a legal perspective. There is no law behind these mandates and decrees. In this conversation, we spoke of the aspects of war tactics, like cutting off of supplies, changing the way commerce is operated, the shortages, the way deliveries are done, rising costs, products eliminated, communication breakdown, propaganda, disinformation, disinfo agents known as controlled opposition or shills, agent provocateurs, and the like. Media personalities paid to lie and deceive, leading the blind and the simple ones down the desired path of the snare. Truth has perished in the land for the most part. Truth and understanding come from the Lord. He gives it to those faithful and who seek Him. Those who do not are vulnerable to the lie that will deceive the whole world. And God is watching how people respond to lies and truth. Do they tolerate lies? Is it okay? Do they promote the lie due to their peer pressure, the relationships, as marriage or jobs or finances or other reasons? Will one who is opposed to something that's not true pay the price, as in losing their job, having their finances taken away or imprisoned, or having ostracization or other punishment? Many from every sector of life are standing aside from the global militant operation of the beast, which is lawless and of a lie. There are many whistleblowers from government, corporate, pharmaceuticals, the health and death field, morticians, media personalities, quote, scientists, unquote, and the like, who have provided true information that exposes the agenda. It's a spiritual quest to find the truth. And many do not know the truth and are participating in the falsehood of the day. A person cannot inform another person who believes the lie unless they have the inclination from within them to find the truth from God or not. The reason so many have gone astray is because of this very fact of not following the voice of the Lord, but men, women, and their agendas. God has declared, "Woe to the wicked! As well as to the righteous, it shall be well with you." Another war tactic is the psychological warfare. Distraction, fear tactics, and mythical enemies. Their, quote, order out of chaos, the Hegelian dialectic, creating the vacuum for wide range of the public to put their trust and reliance on government for food, shelter, safety, health. Putting one's trust in anyone or anything other than God is a curse. People are experiencing the results and ramifications for their thoughts, their deeds, and choices. People are reaping what they sowed, or even what they did not sow properly in Jesus Christ spiritually. Time is short. God could extinguish the wicked with a simple word, but he will not until the time. See, the evil are for the use of the Lord in the day of evil. He's perfecting his own work in those he has chosen in Jesus. He is the potter, and they are the clay. And he's molding them into the image of his dear Son, Jesus. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given us much, 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 as reading through Ephesians and Colossians will reveal. He has given his children his own spirit, that we may know freely the things he has given to us. We've received grace and truth and of Jesus' fullness. There's so much that God gives to those who ask him and believe. The war is waging. They use weapons that kill, maim, and lead to death without firing a shot. People are lining up for the administration of the shot that will end up killing them. People willingly run to the clutches of the beast. Along the way of their death, those who control this operation are making a killing financially. The pharmaceutical companies are a leading control of the media, governments, corporations, and personages that rule over men, the captains of men, as Scripture calls them. Deception, lies, myths, illusion, and falsehood. Those who do not love the truth, those who do not obey the truth, those who approved the very things that God detested, the things that were unrighteous, they've been given over to believe the lie. It's written. God has sent a strong deluding influence that they would believe the lie. And this is what we have seen manifested over the last couple of years, since 2020. Only God can help each individual as they seek him, hear him, and receive his instruction. He offers life, but those who do not love him choose death. We see death, morbidity, and corruption are the very bloodline, blood that goes through the course of the veins of the wicked behind this beast system. They foment destruction and division by language, race wars, religious wars, political wars, ideological wars, perversity wars. Read it in James chapter 3. As in the insane false prophet Balaam promoted what would bring God's judgment upon people, these people, the wicked, have fomented idolatry and wickedness of every kind. The wicked know this, and they drive at the helm of the world, bringing into corruption all over the world. It's like the whore that spread leaven inside the meal until everything was leavened. It's a shame, as the scripture speaks, to speak of the depths of their debauchery, the things they do in secret. They control the media and spout division and perversity through language, lyrics, and narratives. Provision is in the Lord. He's to be our all in all. Famine and tyranny is underway. God shows those with ears to hear and a heart to perceive what is coming through his Spirit. There's a fine line being, we have to be led by God, what to do, where to be, and all the details. Lay down your life daily. Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Jesus. That's the basic. You'll never make it without the ABC basic. Be a witness to the truth of the gospel, Jesus Christ, and what he is speaking. This is called the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of prophecy. He said, "My sheep know my voice." And if anyone speaks, let them speak as the oracles of God. No tangents, no distortions, or leaven. The goal or the end of our instruction, Paul wrote, is love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a genuine pure faith. And there are people that wander from this, he said. So true to this day. But yet God is perfecting those who are allowing his power to operate in them. It is the working, as the Greek says, energeia, of God that is works in us mightily. God is a spirit, and those who worship him are to worship him in spirit and truth. And God is not worshiped or served by carnality and corruption or falsehood. We have to be wrought in God through Jesus Christ, the real deal. No counterfeit plastic fruit will do, but the real pleasing fruit that God manifests in one who abides in Jesus, who is the true vine. In other words, we are to be transformed, washed, and regenerated new creatures in Jesus, with the old man dead and buried, and the new man raised in the power of the Spirit as Jesus himself was raised. The kingdom of God by the gospel is not a religion. It's the power of God unto salvation to those that believe, and it's through his living word. Those who refuse this process are now under the judgment and wrath of God. John 3:36, the last verse in John 3, and chapter 3 and 4 of Hebrews, and Romans 1 all speak of the wrath of God. The wrath of God abides on those who are not persuaded or obey the Son of God, Jesus. The word is epitheo, as in apathetic in English. Those who have a cavalier attitude or non-submission to the lordship of Jesus, who is the ruler of all kings and the firstborn preeminent one of all creation. Jesus is Lord. God's judgment is manifested in unprecedented fashion right now. Deception and delusion, the lie and falsehood of Satan. Satan being loosed to deceive the nations for a season. Jesus reigns now from the heavens, Ephesians 1, and those truly in Jesus are seated with him in the heavens right now, Ephesians 2, verses 5 and 6. Time is short, for the wicked are destroyers, destroying, and as Jesus said, there would be no flesh alive, but for the Father, for the elect's sake, will cut short the days. The destroyers are agents of death. They are murdering, lying, stealing, and destroying as their father, the devil, Satan, the dragon. And God has said not to fear them, nor be angry. Psalms 37 speaks this twice, and it's in Proverbs. The wicked will be exterminated, surely. God is to be our teacher through Jesus by way of the Holy Spirit. Take a look at 1 John 2:27, John 14:26. Chapter 16 and 13 in John 6:45. Being in fellowship with God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit first and foremost, then we can discern when we meet others whether they are of the same spirit, doctrine, and gospel. The now word, the word of truth, the relevant word is what God is truly speaking to his people without leaven. Now this is the key point that I'm making. Against hegemony or ruling over the brethren. Read Matthew chapter 23. Jesus made it very clear in his commands, instruction. Call no man rabbi or teacher leader. There's but one teacher, Jesus Christ, and you are all brethren. There's but one leader, Jesus Christ, you are all brethren, he says. And that's the command from the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who's the head of the body of Christ. The same old thing with nothing new under the sun occurs to this day. Lording over men is forbidden by Jesus, who said that the nations do that, but not so in my kingdom. Peter echoed this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Peter also exposed the builders who build religion in rebellion to God. They reject Jesus and his instructions and offer transposed doctrines and dictates as Satan did in the garden. Mark chapter 7, Acts chapter 20, Matthew 20, 25 through 28, and Mark 10, 42 through 45 document this. Jesus in Matthew 23 refuses titles for his servants. A title is a position. Service is something one does. So it's going to be position, or is it going to be serving? Ruling over others, or serving as the least of the brethren, which is the greatest, as Jesus himself showed us. The word office is not in the Greek text. Office was used by those fostering hegemony that wanted to rule over others. They inserted it and mistranslated it on purpose. Office is supposed to be service. Paul refers to himself as a servant and bondslave to Jesus Christ. He said, "Truly, of which I was made a servant, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me, according to the working of his power." Ephesians 3, verse 7. Let's look at this. Paul, he was a servant, not a lord over the people. Two, he was according to the gift of God's grace, an enablement that was given to him. And third, it was according to the working of God's power. It was not a fleshly, physically generated operation, but a manifestation of God through him as a vessel. This is the key point I made in this conversation that was missed. And the Lord reminded me what it was. And it's this point. Tyndale, who translated the scriptures into English, was martyred with his war as he was resisted for the truth that he held and the commitment he had to honor Jesus Christ and walk in his ways. He fought against those that were desiring to rule over the people, both secular and institutionalized religion. He promoted the use of assembly or congregation instead of the word church. Church being a thing where assembly and congregation are people. A synagogue is a place people go, and a church is a place where people go. Both of these ideals are foreign to the kingdom of God and the instruction of Jesus. King James was part of this agenda. The body of Christ is not an institution of man. It's not a corporation either. God's house is the body of Christ, comprised of people authentically abiding in him. And Jesus is their sole master, their teacher, their leader, and savior. They follow him. They do not follow the strangers, the thieves and robbers who eclipse the sun, and they that stand publicly as superior to him, nor do they follow the wolves or the hirelings, but they follow Jesus Christ, who shed his blood and purchased them and grants them eternal life. He that endures to the end shall be saved, Jesus says, and this is the time to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is willing to work within you. This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm.